Dilbert is the president of MFI Miami. I can't wait to talk to Steve. He's a pretty fun and outspoken guy. Steve, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Tony.
Thanks for being back on the program. Although you're out of Miami, what's the weather like down there?
I'm in Metro Detroit right now.
Oh, all right.
Well, I want to be back in Miami. It's too cold here.
Well, hey, you're lucky. It's going to be 40 degrees today. It's like summertime right now, so enjoy it while you can. Why are you in Detroit?
Well, I have two offices. I have the office in Michigan, which last time I was on your show was in Traverse City, and we've moved that to Metro Detroit. Because I can find a better talent pool down here for employees.
For folks who don't recall our last conversation, tell us what MFI is.
Okay, MFI Miami is basically we're a mortgage fraud investigation company, and what we do is we take a mortgage and we'll rip it apart and look for flaws in it that a homeowner can use to defend themselves in foreclosure. Use it as leverage to negotiate a modification or a short sale. So we look at everything from the original application to where the loan is and the loan is now. So if the loan is held by some mortgage-backed security on Wall Street, we dig through all that paperwork to see if they have a legitimate claim to collect payments from you or to enforce a foreclosure action.
Steve, I know someone who is a wholesale mortgage broker, and that individual told me that they understand that people need to be protected from these type of situations, but most of these people, full well knowing what they were doing, got themselves into trouble and are looking for other people and other ways to bail themselves out of these foreclosure situations. All they had to do was pay their bills and they wouldn't be going through this. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's number one. That's industry propaganda. Okay. A lot of the problems that we see that the homeowner had no control over, especially after the loan was sold off on the secondary market or was sold off to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, they had no control over that. You have situations where the servicer put the homeowner into a modification and said, okay, we're going to agree to this modification, put the homeowner in the modification for 24 months, 18 to 24 months, came back and said, oh, well, we're going to deny you your permanent modification. And oh, by the way, you lost $25,000 or $30,000. And if you don't pass within 30 days, we're going to foreclose. So I don't understand where he's coming from by saying that, this is all the homeowner's fault.
How many cases does that happen?
Probably about 80% of those files I get through the door.
So is what you're telling me, just so I'm clear on this, 80% of the files that you get on foreclosures aren't because people can't pay their bills, they don't have the income to afford where they're living. It's because someone by lying, conniving type situations are trying to get their house.
Right, exactly. Because you have to understand that this whole foreclosure mess is based on one thing. It's based on a Ponzi scheme. And it's a $70 trillion Ponzi scheme. What these guys did was they bought loans, they sold them and sold them and sold them and sold them down the line. Well, eventually the end user said, I've had enough, and that's what caused the created this domino effect to where the homeowner couldn't get couldn't refi out of this 2-year ARM, 5-year ARM, whatever they may have been in, option ARM, So that really was, this whole mess was not because of the deadbeat homeowner. The homeowner may have been part of it or been a cause of it, but they weren't, were the end result of it, but they weren't the cause of it.
Okay, was this information in the fine print? I mean, when we sit down and we sign that, we're supposed to read it very carefully. In many instances, we have an attorney read it.
That's not necessarily true. That's not true. Michigan does not require an attorney, is not an attorney closing state. So therefore, what you had was you had title companies that were preparing these documents from the lender, that they were going back and forth to the lender before the homeowner sat down. Now, there's one disclosure that, RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, requires. And that, form says that, you know, the originating lender has the right to sell the prop or sell the note and the mortgage, okay? But that's where the problem begins. The homeowner, after that point, the homeowner doesn't have any control over what, you know, what that servicer or that asset-backed security is going to do with it.
But bottom line is, we know that Fannie and Freddie really haven't been helpful to anyone in this situation, have they?
No, they have not. No, they have not. Matter of fact, Fannie and Freddie have refused to do principal write-downs. They've refused modifications, and which is really odd considering the amount of tax money that has gone into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over the past 5 years.
All right, Steve, you write quite a bit about this. Where can people go and learn more about not only the work that you do, but about your writings?
Okay, they can go to www.mfi-miami.com.
All right, Steve, we'll stay in touch. A fascinating topic. Thanks so much.
Okay, no problem.